thinking big thoughts, so you don't have to.
And funny ones.
Here's John Williams.
It's National Joke Day. Bill and Wendy are good at this. Me, not so much. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to try, because I'm Mr. Effort. I hope you know that about me. We're at the Allstate Skyline Studio today until 3. I'll be on Saturday from 10 to noon. Thomas Jefferson will join us on the show tomorrow. That should be kind of fun. We'll also visit with a pretty interesting poet who told us a story on the stream this week about the Statue of Liberty, the poem at its base, and how wonderful that is. We'll talk about that on the show on Saturday. Remember, today's Friday, so that means the Bright Side of Life segment at 2:40 gives you a chance to call in, tell us some good news while you're smiling. What's your bright side at 2:40? I want to hear that. But right now, since it's National Joke Day, let me just check them off here. I tried to catch fog, mist. I must say, one of my all-time favorite jokes, Proton says to an electron, "Hey, why are you so negative?" My other favorite joke in that arena is tanker with red paint collides with a tanker of purple paint. Hey, Steve, both crews are believed to be marooned.
Thank you, John.
Okay, I'll just tell a longer one because clearly I'm on a roll.
Really, those were pretty long to me.
Man drowned in a vat of whiskey at the distillery. His wife said to the foreman, "Tell me one thing, did he go fast?" And the foreman said, "Yeah, but he did get out twice to pee."
No, that's good.
So we'll tell some more jokes a little later on. Feel free to text them, or you can follow me on Twitter. I'm WGN King John. Or you can text your jokes into 312-981-7200. Guy walks into the doctor's office and says, "Help me, doc, I'm shrinking." The doctor says, now, be a little patient. So I'll be telling jokes, like I said, until 3. And if you have any good ones you'd like to share, just text them in to 312-981-7200. It's no joke, although one of the officials in Greenland, whose last name has about 43 R's in it.
And dots.
I know, and then some A's. I think I saw an apostrophe and an exclamation point in the middle of one of the names. He said, "This is no April Fool's joke. Or if it is, it's early, but we're not for sale." And yet I didn't realize this. Denmark has to cover the cost of keeping Greenland alive and viable, and that's $740 million a year. I hope the United States knows that if we're kind of fishing around, thinking about buying Greenland, taking that off their hands.
Well, they wouldn't be immigrants, but neither could they stand on their own 2 feet.
I was thinking about that, like, what do you want Greenland for? Because it's pretty much going to be a shallow pool in about 4 weeks anyway. Hottest July ever. Trillions of swimming pools of ice are melting off every day or some damn thing. But it's strategically located. But the advantage of that, we are already realizing. We're partners and allies with Denmark and Greenland, so we don't need to buy it to have a base there or to have listening stations there, stuff like that.
I think there was a U.S. base in Iceland, right, in World War II?
Yeah, maybe so. I mean, I think it'd be fun to have Greenland, but if I'm shopping, I think I'd go for something else other than Greenland. I mean, we've already got Hawaii. I don't know what else we want. Other than New Zealand, all of that stuff, Singapore. I mean, you know, that's a tough place to live maybe, but it's beautiful. If we could own it, we could do that kind of thing. Cuba? Anybody want Cuba? They got cool cars and swell food. Greenland? I do have 10 fun facts about Greenland, and I need you to take the quiz. Just call 312-981-7200, and if you get, let's say, half of the questions right, we'll give you everything on our prize list. 312-981-7200. I got to get me a smoker. Do you have a smoker, Steve, out back? Do you do that yet?
You know, I had a smoker, and I rode over it with the snowblower. And then it was a sparker.
Which you really don't need.
No.
You may know me as King John Williams. I want to be king someday. But on Sunday, September 22nd, I want you to call me captain, because I'll be the captain of our team for the American Lung Association's Lung Force Walk, presented by Northwestern Medicine at Independence Grove in Libertyville. Bring your family and friends to walk 3 miles that matter. And remember why we fight. Let's raise awareness and funds to defeat lung cancer once and for all. Join my team or form a team of family and friends of your own. Register for free online at lungforce.org/walk. because if you can't breathe, nothing else matters. Let's do our little quiz here. Are we going to play with Dan? Dan's going to be our contestant. Hi, Dan. You're on WGN Radio.
Hi, John.
You good at Greenland stuff?
Well, we'll see based on your questions.
You know, I've always said, let's not buy a giant ice-covered island until we know more about it. So here is the 10-question John Williams Fun Facts quiz about Greenland. Question number one. Greenland is the size of Western Europe, which has 700 million inhabitants. How many people live in Greenland? Same size, Western Europe, 700 million. How many people live in Greenland? Is it A, 55,000, B, 500,000, C, 55 million? What's the population of Greenland?
Hold on. Repeat the answers again.
55,000, 500,000, or 55 million?
500,000.
500,000 is wrong. It's 55,000.
I think Iceland has 700,000 total.
Greenland's ice cap, 55,000. That's the same as the population of Berwyn. That giant mass of ice and a little bit of land, Berwyn. Number two, Greenland's ice cap has 7% of the world's fresh water. It's melting. If it melted all the way, how high would the seas rise? 2.3 feet, 23 feet, 230 feet. What's your guess on that, big boy? Lapka, you want to give him a hand?
I don't think I'd be right, but I would hope for A.
2.3 feet?
Yeah, why don't we go with that?
Let's go with 2.3 feet. That's better. If the ice melted in Greenland, the seas would rise 2.5 feet. The correct answer is 23 feet, B.
Oh, my goodness.
The capital of
Greenland. I'm not doing good.
You're doing fine. The capital of Greenland is A, Nuuk, B, Glisbard, C, Lunen, Kraven, Ville, Narken, Huken, Snuken, Fruken.
Not C.
I think it's A, B, or C.
Let's go with B.
B, Glisbard, is wrong. It's Nuuk.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, it's not easy to get wrong. Your 0-3 in a row is not easy to do. True or false, while Greenland has 16 major towns, none of them are connected by roads. True or false? What do you think on that one, Lauren Lapka?
I'd say crazy enough to be true.
She says true. What do you say, Guy?
Geez. You know, that's going to be hard to believe because they do have automobiles there. So I would say false.
The correct answer is true. You're 0 for 4.
Oh, my goodness.
Amazing. You're stunning. Number five, which of these common English words comes from the language of Greenland? A, thermos. B, condominium. C, kayak. Which of those is...
Kayak.
Oh, you're... Wow, look at that! No doubt about it, kayak. Are you sure?
It's my final answer.
That is correct.
Ah, I win!
Number six, Greenland's flag is A, red and white, or B, green and white?
Red and white.
Why would you say red and white?
Well... I don't know. When I was a kid, you know, they talked about Greenland and Iceland were always the polar opposite. Iceland, you know, had land and it was good to travel to, whereas Greenland, something about the Vikings wanted to keep people away from one part.
Their flag, I'm asking you what color is their flag, Greenland, and you say it's not green and white, it's red and white. The correct answer is red and white. You are right.
Yeah, if I go against my inclination, I'm probably right.
Think what you think and then say the other thing. Number seven, the principal exports of Greenland are A, halibut and prawns, B, cell phones and microchips, or C, flaming hot nacho Doritos.
What's A.
The correct answer is A, halibut and prawns, and you, sir, are on a roll. Number eight,
my goodness.
The most popular name for a man in Greenland is Hans, or B, Sven, or C, Gilkartsnarkenfrikensnergert.
Well, it's not C. I'll go with Hans.
He says A, Hans.
Ooh, I'd go B.
Hans is correct.
Oh, I'm wrong.
Number nine, we have a 10-question quiz here. The most popular first name for a woman in Greenland is A, Anne, B, Niri, or C, Mrs. Glirkenschnarkenfrugenschnirgenfrugen.
I'll go with A-N.
A-N with one N is correct. And finally, the sun does not set on Greenland between May 25th and July 25th. 24 hours of daylight there right now. The average, well, they just passed that now. We're into August. The average July high temperature, in Greenland is A, 5,000 degrees below zero, B, 37 degrees, or C, 50 degrees. What's the average high temperature this time of year?
I'm going to say 50 degrees.
50? What do you say, Latka? Which is, sounds kind of Greenlandish now that I think about it.
Yeah, well, Polish, close enough. I would probably also go 50.
50 degrees, 50 is correct. So while I think you got the first five wrong, I think you got the last five correct, Dan. You
had I'm excited. What do I win?
Nothing. I just thought it'd be fun to know. No, actually, we're going to give you a Lou Malnati's pizza.
Awesome.
Which is...
You're the greatest.
Well, I do have 10 fun Greenland facts, that's for sure. Thank you for listening. Talk to producer Elif off the air. We'll make sure you get that prize, okay?
Thank you, John.
Appreciate you listening. So there's that.
I like that fun fact about Iceland and Greenland, and I will never forget that I learned that from Mighty Ducks D2.
How's that? Which one? The fact about one is green and...
Yeah, Iceland is green and Greenland is ice.
The thing is, not to sound like Cliff Clavin, but Iceland isn't very green. It's very barren, too.
But Greenland is all ice.
But Greenland is white, definitely.
Greenland's just this big white thing. And then on a couple little corners, they just carved out a little room for some farms and some sheep and some people with sweaters.
On harbors, mostly, yeah.
The population of that giant island is the same as Berwyn. It's about 56,000 people or something. And that's it. The capital of Nuuk has about 18, 19,000 people. It's not a country, it's an island. And it's rich in minerals and, you know, potentially fresh water anyway. And it's strategically located if you want to invade Russia. So there's all of those things. You know, the thing is, I don't suppose President Trump, you know, who knows how serious he was, but I think we are all guilty of taking this story far more seriously than probably anybody should, right? Like, Trump is probably sitting there going, okay, that's another day they're not paying attention to the economy. They did Greenland on the radio today. National joke day. Just throwing stuff out there, and we're all ready to run with it. But Greenland looks like a lovely place. On my Facebook page, I posted that quiz if you want to share it with your fellow students or friends. The texters include these. John, when I joined Facebook, I was told there would be no math. Ralph Landmasserf said, fantastic quiz. I got 80% correct. John said, I think before he tries to conquer Greenland, and why, he should deal with his serious weight problem. The president said to somebody at the rally he had in New Hampshire last night that that person was overweight and should lose weight. It's not clear who that person was. There was a protest, a few of them, and when the president looked at some of the protesters, he saw a heavyset person and made fun of that person's weight. But the reporting on it now is that the overweight person that he was witnessing was a Trump supporter who is trying to quell the protesters. It wasn't one of the bad guys at all.
And I know you and I differ on this, but I think this is one of those moments where we need to take a step back.
This is not one of those moments.
And just consider the fact that this is the president of the United States calling out a fat guy in the crowd.
The president himself, technically borderline obese, which, again, I don't think matters. Like,
no, I don't care about
shame
that.
On it's me. Like, but shame on me. I shouldn't even point that out.
He's like, hey, fatso, the president. I don't care who the president is, that it is the president.
And a wife that, you know, is all against bullying.
That, to me, is the great conundrum of this family. That, you know, Melania doesn't want to be first lady, and she generally doesn't step in it. But as long as she's made no bullying, her principal effort is the first lady. Now I'm mad at her because she doesn't say anything about it. She could. She could. For the same reason Mitch McConnell or Mike Pence could once in a while push back on the president. The first lady of all people has every right in the world to say, that's bullying. I wish he hadn't said that. You know, love the man, hate the bullying. She never does that.
But she'd have to say it all the time, though.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It just doesn't make sense for someone to go up there over and over again and stay married to him and apologize on his behalf and say, I'm advocating for anti-bullying.
They should have talked to her about that before she came out. When she said anti-bullying, they should have said, okay, let's do cancer, because that one's going to be easier than no bullying.
Let's do Mars. Let's do...
I know. Greenland. Buy Greenland. You could have owned that.
In her defense, right, she should have not chosen it, but she's not going to come out and criticize her.
Has your wife ever said, oh boy, Steve, you shouldn't have said that? Or
not to my opponents.
Publicly. Okay, yeah. Fair enough. But I mean, really, I don't think there's any opposition to a corrective from a spouse that is delivered lovingly and not overly critically, but love the man. We've had children, but no, I don't think he should have said that. That cannot be that difficult. When he calls out an overweight person and in front of a national audience makes fun of that person's weight and then may actually get the wrong person, I think that's the very definition of bullying. She has an anti-bullying campaign. She can't speak out against that? Sure she can. Jean said, John, is Greenland even for sale? Can another country buy the United States? Why not buy the whole world? Just another day on our what's he going to say next life. Yeah, I know. I think that I may have to put another nickel in the bucket today. If you see, every time you say, well, I can't believe it, you got to put a nickel in the bucket. It's currently at $11 million. Linda said, please buy Greenland and then move there. And John, please send these suggestions to President Trump. If he can answer them all, then maybe he should buy the questionnaire, Greenland. But Peggy says, forget about it. I don't think he's going to be able to do that. I think it was kind of a tough quiz. Okay, that's our quiz for today. It's 128 on WGN. There was a really interesting story in the Chicago Tribune earlier this week. I don't know if you saw it, but it was about a gamer, a young man who essentially makes a living now. He's 20, how old is he, Elif? 29 years old?
Yes.
And his name is Aaron Travis, and he lives in Libertyville, and you're looking at me like he's not going to join us today after.
No,
all.
He is. I'm trying to tell you something else.
Yeah, I think I know what you're saying. We're good. So he lives in one of the suburbs. He is a gamer, that is a streamer, actually. His job is to play a video game online, and you can watch him play. It's a split screen, as I understand it. A lot of you know a lot about this. I'm not one of them. But it sounds like you're, on the one half of the screen, able to see the game as he's playing it, Fortnite or Halo or whatever. And then on the other side of the screen, you're able to see him. There's room for ads, and there's room for you all to chat amongst yourselves as you're watching him and as you're watching him play the game. That's a whole new world. I mean, can you imagine that? I used to think it was crazy that my kids would watch professional poker on TV. They would even watch reruns of that. They'd say, oh, this guy's going to win this hand. I'd say, how do you know? They say, because I said, well, the joy of poker is you don't know what the guy's holding.
My son watches video gamers all the time.
You're kidding.
No, it's giant, John.
I know it is. It's a $12 or $20 billion industry.
One of his friends in Miami is a varsity athlete in gaming. It's a varsity sport there.
Well, didn't we make news in Chicago? Didn't Roosevelt or one of the city colleges downtown
have a degree in it?
Yeah,
I
right.
Think so,
it would
yeah.
be either on it, have a degree, or again, it would be a varsity team for you. You could get a scholarship. That's what it was. You could get a scholarship.
I think it was Intersport. Was that they were on with me last week, and they helped schools set up. They're working with Marquette now to set up a gaming team.
I hate to sound like someone's parent, but
you're about
is
to.
That a good idea?
Why not?
Because it's utterly non-athletic. It's you gain no knowledge. It's not like you're reading comic books. At least then you're reading about something.
There are high school fishing teams.
I'll bet I could argue for any other recreation or vocation ahead of this. I shouldn't, though, because, in fact, this young man that they had the article about is going to join us after the news. And I think we will all agree that his vocation is well chosen for reasons that you might not anticipate. We'll tell that story with him after the news.
I'm amazed sometimes.
I love traffic. I love the colors yellow and green. I like talk radio when they talk about things. Let's talk about things.
But I forget where I was the other day, and there was a table of 4, 5, 6 people, and some women particularly, I suppose guys too, laugh really loud.
Yeah, they have to know that they're loud. It would be crazy to go so long without knowing.
I think they do. They must.
I don't think they do.
How do you go so long being such a loud laugher and not knowing?
I don't know, but I think some of those people are so oblivious to their human footprint in the world.
What a great way to put it. They are oblivious to their human footprint. Hold on, I'm going to write that down.
Just whisper to your spouse, boy, those people over there, they're oblivious to their human footprint,
Sun up, sun down.
By the way, Steve, the jokes are pouring in on this National Joke Day.
Well, I trust that they're better than the ones that are pouring out.
Hey, John, my wife caught me standing on the bathroom scale, sucking in my stomach. Ha, that's not going to help, she said. Sure it does, I said. It's the only way I can see the numbers. John, one Adam says to another, I think I lost an electron. The other says, are you sure? The first one says, yes, I'm positive. That's a physics joke, in case you happen to need one. Two more. Why did the old man fall in the well? Hey, Steve, why did the old man fall in the well?
To get to the other side, John.
Because he couldn't see that well.
No.
Steve, why don't fish wear clothes?
Because they'd always get wet.
Because they get all wet. See, you're having fun now. That is the punchline, by the way. Imagine that. Hey, Steve, how come cows can't dance?
They're utterly useless on the dance floor.
That's not bad, Steve Bertrand. The correct answer is, though, they lack toes.
No, both of those are bad.
They lack toes.
Right.
It's a joke about cows and lactates.
I don't think lactose intolerance is funny.
It's 1:37 on WGN. Remember, 1 hour from now, it's our Bright Side of Life segment. You'll call in, tell us some good news in your world, why you are smiling, and we will smile with you. There was a story in the Chicago Tribune earlier this week. It was really a nicely done piece by John Kyleman. Remember, if you do not already subscribe to a newspaper, today would be a good day to. And I'd start with the Tribune, if I were you. Sun-Times as well, and on and on and on. It's the story of Aaron Travis. The headline is, I'm very obsessed. You could say I'm addicted. He, as the story begins, was in his 28th straight hour of streaming. He was playing Fortnite. 22,000 people were watching online, more than 100 times his normal numbers. He's 29 years old, and they tell the story about that one session. He's a streamer, someone who earns a living by playing video games on the internet for a virtual crowd. The $10 billion industry made big news this month when Ninja, the Fortnite savant who made millions streaming on Amazon's Twitch platform, announced he was leaving for Mixer, a platform that's owned by Microsoft. Travis dreams of similar fame, so he grinds for an average of 10 hours a day, every day, streaming Fortnite and Halo from his red-lit gaming room in the northwest suburbs. He rarely leaves home. He never exercises twice a day. Uber Eats brings him fast food. He's tall, he's thin, he's vampire pale. Travis admits his lifestyle is unhealthy and extreme, but here's the crazy thing. It's not half as unhealthy and extreme as his old habit. From the age of 18 to 26, Travis was addicted to heroin, a habit almost cinematic in its awfulness. What an artful and powerful sentence. A moment of jailhouse inspiration set him on a better path. Travis grew up in Gurnee and Libertyville, the eldest of four children. He and a small circle of friends began smoking marijuana, a drug he saw and still does is essentially harmless. It was a social bonding agent. Even when he moved to ecstasy and cocaine, he felt as though he was still in charge. He even felt that way when at the age of 17, he snorted his first line of heroin off a CD case. It was payment for giving a friend a ride. And though the high was different, it feels like you're on another planet, he said. It didn't seem like that big of a deal, but the memory lingered, and he went back to heroin again and again, the interval between his uses growing ever shorter. About 6 months later, he said, he started injecting. quote, then it's just the dark place of you're a drug addict now. Your brain just wants it, and that's all that matters. Estranged from his family, he slept on L trains, he panhandled. His legs swelled from constant walking. Finally, he reached the end of his rope. He called his mother from the Westtown Library branch and said he would go to rehab if she would come and get him. And she did. A friend suggested streaming, a medium that was just getting started when Travis's heroin use began. And then they describe how streams work, featuring a dual screen. We described this a moment ago. You get to watch the game, and you get to see the person playing the game. Twitch users pay. This is just the world that I didn't know about. Steve, you do. Your son watches some of these people, I guess. Twitch users pay $5 a month to subscribe to a channel, which gives them special emoji badges, chat room privileges. Streamers generally get half of the fee. So if your son's watching somebody and he pays a subscription fee, right, half of that goes to the person he's watching.
The well, there's two things. So what's the big game now? I can't think of it. But
Halo or Fortnite?
Fortnite. So there was the Fortnite tournament a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
The kid who won that, I think he was 16 or something, took in more money than Tiger Woods did to win the Masters this year.
$3 million.
More than Tiger there.
$3 million.
The other thing is that now that the Fortnite tournaments are having difficulty because Twitch and others are so competitive that the gamers don't have to compete in tournaments to make money. People will just watch them play, like the way you're describing.
Well, this young man who aspires to make a living doing this someday, Aaron Travis, is on a phone line. Hey, Aaron, it's John. You're on WGN. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good, sir. How are you doing today?
Good. You sound good. That's an amazing story. I'm sorry you were in such a dark place. I'm glad that you're in a better place. You're well today still, are you?
Oh, yeah. March 3rd, 2016 is my date. Yeah. Last usage.
So everything in that story is correct, the way we've read it and described it?
Yeah, I didn't hear anything that wasn't true, correct, yeah.
So, but I was, in fact, the way they were describing your play, I thought, well, he can't do a radio interview. He's going to be sitting in front of a screen playing Halo or something like that. Have you been playing today?
No, I haven't gone live today. I'm just going to, whenever this ends, I was going to go live.
When are you going to go live?
Whenever this phone call ends, I'll go live.
As soon as John stops talking. And then how many people will watch you play when you go on?
It depends on the game and it depends on the day. But about 100 to 250 average, depending on the time of day and who's on and what game I'm playing.
See, I would want to play the game. I can't imagine wanting to watch you play the game. Why would somebody want to watch you play?
You know what? That's a great question, and that's one that my dad and I feel like maybe a little bit of an older audience is more frequently asked. But basically, it's like that's the form of entertainment. And with me, I'm not necessarily like a high. I mean, I'm really good at video games. Don't get me wrong, but like I'm not like that Fortnite kid that won the $3 million. Like with me, I kind of gain my following from like my reactions, what happens to me in the game, and like yelling and. Stuff along those lines.
So people are watching you not because you're so good at the game, but because you're animated as you play it.
Yes.
Right, so you're putting on a show a little bit.
There was a video of you frustrated, smashing your equipment that was watched thousands and thousands of times by people. You know the video I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, it's got like 300,000 views almost.
What happened there, Travis?
Well, basically the game I was playing, there was like poor shot registration. And it was a money wager match, so I had, like, money on the line. And the guy didn't die as he was supposed to, so I just kind of was freaked out, sort of hitting my chair and throwing stuff around the room.
And maybe the, I don't know what to make of all of that. Like, my God, man, settle down. I guess money's on the line. But maybe you also think, I'll save this moment by performing so crazy that, you know, people will know me as much for the reaction as for my doing well in the game.
Right, correct. Except the problem is, when I play video games, for some reason, I just have really bad anger problems. So, like, it's just really me freaking out, basically.
Well, but that's good, though, right? Because if it turns out to not be genuine, you're going to lose those viewers,
right,
too.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, nobody wants to watch a guy faking anything. You know what I mean? Nobody would support that, I feel like, right?
Well, it says here you have 37,000 followers and 1,000 subscribers. You are well within the top 1% of the 2.3 million active channels on Twitch, so you do have a following. How much money are you making then as a result of this?
Well, it depends on the month, but I mean, last month I made about 7,000. This month I made about a little over 5,500.
I suppose this month, which isn't over, I mean, the next monthly cycle for you getting money is probably going to be better based on the publicity you're getting via interviews like this in the Tribune.
Correct, yeah. And all exposure is really good. I'm you know, very grateful to, you know, be here and take this call and stuff like that.
So you,
yeah, theoretically.
You said what, 7,000, then you said 5,500. So let's say you're making 6,000 a month. That's 72 grand a year?
Something like that, yeah.
Well, that's not bad.
No, I've only been on Twitch 2 years. And so, I mean, that's actually, if you look at all the big streamers, the one thing that, you know, I've always looked at with what they have in common over me, and the only thing that I found what was consistent is just they've been doing it longer. That's just basically the common denominator that I found.
Can you show me how to play?
I mean, yeah.
But it'll cost you. Well, but you know, but here's the thing. If you had a job, say it wasn't streaming, and you were making $72,000 a year at it, but I felt like it was hurting you, I might say $72,000 doesn't matter. This is not a healthy lifestyle. The article talks a little bit about that, and I know dad is not crazy, or your mom, one of them isn't crazy about this. Talk about your life and your lifestyle for a minute.
For sure. No, I mean, they're not, like, thrilled. Like my dad, like, sometimes, like, when something happens that will end the stream, for whatever variable end the stream, I'll freak out. And then my dad will be like, how long are you live? And I'll tell him, you know, 12 hours, 11 hours. He'll be like, what is wrong with you, basically? Like, and basically, they get it, though. Like, they get it. I know, like, if I want to be where some of these guys are, I'm years behind them. And my whole thought process is I'm playing catch-up. So I have to put in all these insane, crazy hours. Like, I've been to the doctor for, like, back problems or something. Like, I'm sitting in my chair. Like, they gave me, like, steroids for my back. Like, I mean, that's how serious I take it. I miss family gatherings and functions. To me, a lot of people don't really understand it, or, like, why does it have to be this much? And to me, it's the mentality of, like, if I have this goal, this extreme goal, I just feel like there's going to be only one way to achieve that extreme goal, and it's through extreme dedication, if that makes any sense.
Well, if you were a gymnast or a golfer or a tennis player, I think we would, you know, applaud that sort of dedication.
Right.
But those people are benefiting. Their bodies are, you know, they wear down, but they also build them up. They have a lot to
show. No, for sure.
So they're in life. I wish that there were a way for you to, I don't know, get on a treadmill while you're playing, or ride an exercise cycle or something like
that. Right. I mean, recently I've been trying to, like, go on, like, the last week or so, I've been trying to, like, do these little nature walks. Before I go live, like, walk around my neighborhood for, like, 5-10 minutes. I mean, I'm trying to, like, because, I mean, at the same time, there is a valid point. Like, I know objectively ordering Uber Eats twice a day, you know, not really leaving my room that much. I mean, I know objectively it's kind of like this feels very much. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I think what you're also, I don't suppose this is any great revelation, but you have an addictive personality, and so you've gone from heroin to this. Better this than that, but do you think that's what's also happening?
I mean, honestly, that's. I mean, I saw some people, like, you know, subtweet, you know, saying, like, I'm not. Like, there's a couple people that, like, I'm not going to get behind this. This is one person, one addiction with another. I mean, you know what? Theoretically, you could argue that I wouldn't really be able to bat it down if we're looking at it from a logistics point of view, because, like, the amount of hours, you know, I just explain what I'm going to do. But for me, it's like, if we want to say this is an addiction, which I, you know, it is, if it is, it's something that's, like, a positive one in a very good way. You know what I'm saying? Because I know what the end goal is. Like, I know if I want to be able to go to jails and prisons and, you know, speak to people and help people out and reach the biggest audience I can, I just feel like I don't want to shortchange myself. I don't want to not give 120% effort. I don't want to have anyone think that I'm not taking this opportunity, because I'm very grateful to be alive. I mean, I'm not even going to go into the stories that I experienced on the west side of Chicago. I mean, I'm very lucky to be alive. So I'm just grabbing a hold of this, and I'm just trying to do the most I can with this amazing opportunity that I've somehow gotten. You know what I mean?
How do I follow you, Aaron? If I wanted to watch you play, what do I do?
Oh, if you wanted to follow me on Twitch, oh, you would type in twitch.tv/AC7IONMANNN.
That's your handle.
That's my handle. It's Action Man. There's a 7 for the T, and there's 3 N's because at the time when I took it, I misspelled, but I didn't know what I was doing when I made the account. So I wound up like, I'm a Twitch partner. I'm partnered with the website. So, I mean, I could probably get my OG tag back, but yeah, that's why it's that.
I'll share it on my Facebook page if you want to see exactly what we're talking about. It's just fascinating to me. Well, so I wish you well. I wish you success. I wish you health. And I hope that you don't fall back on your old ways. Do you worry about that? Do you think?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I don't even think about it. It's like it never happened. That's the easiest way to describe it.
Yeah. Well, good for you, man.
It's a miracle. It's a miracle because, you know, it cuts through, you know, the AANA philosophies, and like it with me, it's just like it's very hard to explain and describe, like, why me, like, you know what I mean, like, but I don't think about it. It's like it never happened. It's like my brain went back to before I ever tried it, and I, you know what, I thought I was gonna for sure die to it. So to have this feeling, it's very powerful. It's very surreal. It's hard to articulate and explain. You know what I mean? But like I don't even remotely worry about it. Don't even think about it. It's like 18, it never happened.
18 to 26, the Tribune said. Addicted to heroin. Yeah. A habit almost cinematic in its awfulness. You had overdosed. You blew through rehabs. You got kicked out of your parents' house. You lived the life that too many families know. And that's not the reality for you now. And you're not worried about going back. I sense that you're diligent about that. I have to go, but good luck. Let's visit again in a year or a month. And
yeah, whatever you want to do, you guys reach out to me. I'd love to do it again. You guys are awesome people. I'm very grateful to have had this conversation today. Thank you guys for having me very, very much.
Yeah. Good luck to you. Stay in touch, and we'll watch you on our computers, right?
All right, guys. I appreciate you guys. You have a great rest of your day. Thank you very much for having me.
Thinking big thoughts so you don't have to.
Hi.
Here's John Williams.
It's John. We're in the Allstate Skyline Studio watching the Jets practice for the Aaron Waters Show this weekend. It's a lot of fun. The show's this Saturday and Sunday. We've got our fun things to do this weekend. Some notes for you in 1/2 hour. Then the Bright Side of Life segment, too. By the way, it's National Joke Day, and so we thought we would just, as they come in, share with you some funny jokes. John Williams returned to his old childhood neighborhood looking for his old friends, the Pimple family, but he couldn't remember their address. He saw a mailman and said, "Excuse me, but do you have a pimple on your route?" Mailman said, "No, I've always walked this way." Says here, Sammy Snail was attacked by 3 turtles. Cops asked him for a description of his attackers, but he said it happened so fast he didn't get a good look at them. Cannibal comes home late for dinner. Wife gives him the cold shoulder. You know why they only put 239 beans in a can of beans? Let's see if Steve Bertrand's still listening to WGN. Hey, Steve.
Yes, John.
Do you know why they only put 239 beans in a can of beans?
Because one more would have made it too farty.
That's right, Steve.
Is it really?
That's the correct answer.
I have a passenger, a frequent passenger on our trips who loves to tell a joke about
that.
It has to do with 40 or something. She gets into an Irish accent. But
Steve Dale's in our studio. Hi, Steve Dale. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
Ever energetic, ever knowledgeable and enthusiastic about the pet world.
It's been a long time since I've been on this throne.
Well, you've been traveling for a while, too.
Yes, yeah,
you just
got
back from Colombia?
Colombia. It was wonderful. It was amazing. So I presented at a veterinary conference there, which is always an honor. Anytime I'm asked at a veterinary conference, and this is incredible, so I'll boast about it. I was on the same track as one of the fathers of veterinary medicine. I mean, he wrote the book on veterinary cardiology. And there I am, Dr. Steven Ettinger, his name. I mean, any veterinarian in America and most on the planet, really, would know this guy's name. And then Steve Dale. I mean, it's like, what am I doing?
You talked to him on stage or something like that?
No, no. He spoke and then I spoke.
Nice.
But we're on the same
track.
Yeah,
same
yeah,
base.
Yeah.
Nicely
done. It was
done.
Amazing. But then from there, we went to live in a tree.
Of course you did, Steve.
I did. It was amazing. I'm Baru Island off the coast of Colombia. Some of the places where you can live or choose to live at this resort, because this was now vacation, is in a tree.
So
have you ever lived in a tree?
No, not for long. I mean, once in a while, I'd climb up there when I was a kid. We had a fort, but it didn't have flush toilets.
Nice, this one did.
Nice accommodations.
Internet, too.
Wow.
It was amazing.
Wow.
Became really good friends with some monkeys. It was incredible. And you get up in the morning to this loud, rah, rah, and you walk outside your door, and you're surrounded by birds. You wear a hat, but you're surrounded by birds. It was great.
Why do you
wear
a hat? Because the birds might dive bomb your head?
Well, something, you know, it's a bird. It's my bird joke.
Oh, I see. Yeah, get it.
It's the best I can do.
So when are you on the radio, by any chance?
I'm on the radio Sunday morning at 6:30 right here.
On WGN Radio, doing a show like this. Now, there's a few things we need to talk about. Number one, you were involved, you were a principal in a piece of legislation which just passed. You and I spoke about it off the air. I think you talked to Bill and Wendy about it once, too. What's the latest on that?
It's passed! So the governor signed it. The bad news for me is I was in Colombia. I couldn't be there. And I really wanted to be there because I was involved with four bills, the signing of those bills with Pat Quinn when he was governor. You know, the governor is the only one we've had not in jail.
Yeah, right.
So all those pens have run out of ink. So I thought I need a new pen. So that's why I thought of this idea for the bill.
Well, it wasn't just a simple idea you cooked up. Unfortunately, when kennels catch fire, there's not the same sort of emergency alarm.
Nothing. You know, so after a kennel fire here in January in West Chicago that killed 30 dogs, I looked it up, and it turns out that at that point in time, within the 3 months before then, around 100 dogs had died in kennel fires around the country, and cats. And I thought this is ridiculous. And what's worse is that no state, you know, we have 50 of them, and none of them have protection or had. Now Illinois does, protection for animals. So now Illinois, if you're a kennel operator, must have a fire alarm system that rings directly to first responders, must have a sprinkler system or a human being on the premises. First state in the country to have this.
I never thought about that. We boarded our dogs overnight, not much, but on a few occasions we just had to, maybe for an evening or so. And so the dogs are there, and I never thought about this. For instance, I don't even know if there was a human being there. If they turned out the lights or left a couple lights on and did a safety check and then came back 8 hours later, I don't think I would have been shocked. But had there been a fire, the dogs would not have had a chance.
Correct. You know, and they don't, because first off, there are rightly so for child daycare services. There are all sorts of laws. There should be.
Yeah.
But the other thing is the kids can run out. And unless they're, you know, too young, dogs are in kennels. They can't.
So what's going to happen now? Because say I'm a licensed kennel operator. You just burdened me with an expense that I didn't previously have, right?
This is why John Williams is John. Well, you ask these questions, but that's a fair enough question. And in the House of Representatives, some individuals voted against it because of what you just said, the concern that small businesses would have to pay for this. But what we have done is figured out how much it would cost. And it would cost, if you board your dog, say, approximately, depends on where you are in the state of Illinois, how much it would cost to do the revamp system. Sprinklers are more money than smoke alarms that ring directly to first responders. Have a human being on the premises, depends on how much you're paying the human being to be there, of course. But we're talking about approximately $1 a day, maybe. Would you even notice that charge? First of all, and secondly, if it's explained to you as to why you're paying that dollar, what do dog owner would say, no, I'd rather have my dog burn up. Of course not. But you wouldn't even notice that. You know, so in the Senate, are you ready for this? In the Senate, it passed unanimously. So I asked the state senator who supported this. I said, when has that last happened for any bill in the Illinois Senate? And he said,
Yeah, no kidding.
I don't think it has that I remember.
When does it go into effect, Steve?
I think really soon, but I can't give you the exact date.
Yeah.
That I don't know.
You know, though, it is a question now to ask, if nothing else. I mean, because whenever the law goes into effect, then those people are going to need to affect those changes if they don't already have something in place.
And lots
you need
of,
to ask. I never ask.
Yeah. So lots of kenneling facilities, particularly in major metropolitan areas, already have a sprinkler system or already have a first responder or someone on the premises 24/7. So it doesn't even include those folks. Now they're mandated by law to do what they're already doing. For those that aren't, they're going to have to do it.
Yeah. And put a sign up saying your bill just went up $1 a day for a dog so that your dog will have immediate protection in case there's a fire.
Yeah.
And then go find somewhere else that doesn't have that if you want to save a buck. I'm with you on this 100%, Steve. Well, there's also been a story this week about a sickness dogs are getting because they're lapping up some algae-laden water. Is that right?
Yeah. No, more than sickness, they're dying. So this is happening. You know, the news in Illinois is what happened here, but it's happening all over the country. One lady in, I think it was North Carolina, imagine taking your three dogs to swim. The water looks okay, and within minutes of the dogs coming out of the water, they have seizures, and within minutes after that, they are dead. And that's how quickly it can happen. You know, so how do you know the algae is in the water? And I'm going to give you a long, convoluted answer, but at the end of the day, you don't know. The water may look this blue-green color, hence the term blue-green algae. It may look brownish. It may seem like it's not clear. Almost always that water is stagnant. So if you have stagnant water, it's possible. If you have water that's always moving, it is very unlikely. Still possible, but very unlikely to have that issue. This is all according to experts who know far more than I do about all this. But you know what? The tricky part is the water can look absolutely fine, and you don't know it. And that's the thing. Now, some states have listings of lakes and ponds, and that listing, by the way, is growing. So for those who say the climate change isn't here, although scientists don't know exactly why this is happening, they believe it has a lot to do with climate change.
The listing is of
lakes,
bodies
ponds,
of water with these algae
right,
in there?
Exactly.
What about the dog park ponds
and
or
by
the dog
way,
park beaches?
Yeah, so all good questions. So, by the way, this can harm people, too. It can make people really sick. The difference is, generally, we don't drink as much of that water as a dog might, first of all. What about the Lake Michigan would be the obvious question. Because of the water always moving near shore, it is exceedingly unlikely to happen. That is water that's moving all the time.
What about those of our listeners who have smaller ponds and lakes?
It
maybe
can
they're
going
to go there over the weekend.
It can
so
happen.
Should they not let their dogs in the water? Is there a way to go into go to the place where the dog is going to jump in and get a little test tube and put some powder in there, and if it turns green, you're...
There is a link to a blog post that I did, and now I will do another one based on this conversation so it's easier for people to find, where you can order such a test. How accurate that test is or details about that test, I cannot say.
So then you would test the water, get
right.
the results, and but that doesn't solve the problem of, hey, we're here at the lake. The dog just jumped in the lake. Oh, I wonder
know.
If that water's bad.
I know.
Don't know.
I know. And some states, and Illinois is not one of them, have listings of dangerous lakes and ponds to go to. The problem is they do the best they can to keep that list up to date. How up to date it really, really is, because that can change quickly, I don't know. For example, New Jersey has never had a problem like they have now. I don't remember the exact number, but it's like 30 some odd lakes, ponds, and rivers are listed.
That many. Talk to me about the noise that the Air and Water Show is going to make this weekend.
Oh my, you're a king of the world. Why don't you stop the air show?
I'm not king of anything. The paperwork is tied up in Cook County. So I'm just a guy just eking out a living.
No, you're not.
So it's just kind of like the 4th of July all over again, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes. The good news is that you know exactly when it's going to happen, pretty much. And it ends quicker than the fireworks, depending on where you live, typically end. Giving dogs or cats a place to hide is helpful. Turning off the lights or down the lights can be helpful. Putting them in a room where you obviously close the window so they're not hearing all this. Close the shades so they can't see all this. Put John Williams on in the background.
Do you think dogs like radio and TV when you're not home? How do we know that? Because when we turn the volume up or down, Daisy doesn't seem to do much. Bingo didn't. Fred didn't. And when we leave, I think, well, it would be nice to maybe have a little ambient sound. But does a dog know radio or TV?
No. So, yes.
Thank you for that answer.
Yes. So some dogs, it depends on the dog. So some dogs will watch television. So if I ask right now, does your dog watch television? Especially now that we have these high definition TVs, there are more and more dogs that will watch like the old westerns on, remember those?
Sure.
And the horses run off. I can't tell you how many emails I've gotten on this.
Really?
And the dogs run down the hallway
as if the horses are going that way. Call me 312-981-7200. I've never seen a dog watch TV.
Parrots! They see like we do, so they really get into TV. And if you have a parrot, be careful about what you show, because if you show birds being attacked, they really do get upset by that.
Hold on, 312-981-7200. You may have a question or comment. Steve's always good about these sorts of things. Now's your time to call or text WGS. Steve Dale's in our studio. He does a Pet Central show Sunday mornings.
Yes, 6:30. This week we're talking. So I'm talking to you. Before I talked on my show on Sunday morning to Representative Diane Pappas, who sponsored the bill we spoke about, fire protection for animals in kennels.
You should thank Steve Dale and the legislature for that. It's amazing to me that that gap existed in the law.
Yeah.
Good for you for noticing that, and good for you for being so animated about it and getting it done. All of our phone lines are ringing, Steve, as they usually do. Debbie, you're on WGN Radio. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
So your dog watches TV?
She does.
What is your dog like on TV?
She likes to see other dogs, and she also likes to see horses because I think she feels that they are also dogs.
Yes, exactly. But although I don't know what, you know, you can't, is there a channel for dogs and horses? Although somebody should.
There is. There is. It's dog TV. There is such a thing.
You're kidding me.
No.
Wow.
No.
No. Oh, wow. I'd love to know what that is.
Is that a website or is that a channel?
It's a channel. I don't know which service you need. You'd have to Google that, but there is such a thing.
I'm probably paying for it. Don't know it. But
exactly.
Wow. I guess you could just, you know, download an old Lassie episode or something like
sure.
that.
Sure.
Right? The Bonanza. So
sure.
Your dog watches TV. I said, I don't believe they do. Debbie says mine does. Thank you, Debbie.
Debbie's not alone.
Gene, you're on WGN Radio. Hello.
Hi there, how are you?
Good, talk to us. What do you want to say?
My dog watches TV also and barks and runs and jets to the TV when another dog or an animal's on. Then he'll run to the side thinking the animal like went down the hallway.
That's what I'm saying, right? Yeah, yeah.
That's amazing. Gene, thanks for the call.
Thanks,
Gene. This is George, you're on WGN. Hi, George.
Hello.
You're on the air. What do you want to say?
Yes, our dog, she watches TV. She runs out the doggy door when the dog runs out of the screen.
Yeah.
Comes back in, looks at the screen to see if the dog's still there. The dog's there. She runs back out again to look for it in the yard.
Oh, that's funny. Well, you ought to get a dog and put it out there then or something. And say, aha, I finally caught one. Thanks for the call. Brian, you're on WGN. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Brian.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air, Brian.
How you doing?
Good.
I had, John, I had your show on, well, naturally now, and you were talking about dogs that bark at TV. And we used to have a lab. Well, this was about 8 years ago, 10 years ago, well, she finally went down. And she would bark at the TV, but like at the end of a movie or a television show, and she would bark at the credits. Because if the credits were in black and white, our dog Blondie was her name, she would bark at the credits. But if the credits were like in color, she wouldn't bark because most dogs are colorblind, so they could see pick up the black and white. And we just thought that was kind of neat.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, dog who just like vintage movies, I guess.
Thank you for the call, but I'm surprised that they have that focus. But look at this, text after text. And some of them are saying, what about cats? Would a radio or TV help with anxiety for cats?
So, yes. So again, open like a closet door or something. I was just talking to producer Jeff who does exactly that because he knows about cats a lot. So do exactly that. Do what Jeff says. Put a comfortable smelling, a familiar smelling something in there, giving the cat an opportunity to hide somewhere. An empty box will do. Plug and feel away. That is a pheromone diffuser to help cats feel more comfortable in their own environments. Adaptil does the same for dogs.
Outside all of that, though, just generally speaking, do cats have the same focus? Can they watch or appreciate radio or TV, the sounds of the movement?
They don't seem to generally watch TV as much. But the moment I say that, you will get calls or texts saying, my cat does that.
Steve Dale's on Saturday morning at 6:30. Elif said we're done. We have to move on to the next segment.
No! One more thing that's exceedingly important for you to know, because it is the joke day, right?
It's National Joke Day,
yeah,
Steve.
Yeah, but this is true. The studies have been done, and music, if it's the right kind of music, can lower anxiety in dogs and cats. Classical music is certainly tops on that list. But according to one study, and this is a real study, reggae music lowered anxiety in dogs. Honest to goodness. And when I heard about that, I said, this gives...
Oh, don't look at me. This gives...
What's...
You're looking for a punchline here?
Yeah, I am, and I can't even think of my own punchline.
Bob Marley?
Yeah. This gives Marley and me a whole new meeting. That's what I meant to say.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, adequate. At best.
I had a pet joke for you, but yeah. I don't know if I should tell it now.
I don't think you should.
Dog limps into a bar and says, I'm looking for the man that shot my paw. Fridays at this time, we have a segment called Fun Things to Do. It's about fun things to do. Elif always starts us out with a song. What are we listening to, Elif?
This is a new song by Miley Cyrus. It's about, reportedly, it's about her breakup with Liam Hemsworth. They were married for 8 months. And they
wow, that's quick work.
I'm sorry, you shouldn't laugh at somebody's breakup, but 8 months.
I was going to say, which breakup?
Yeah, they've broken up once before and gotten back together. So some of the song's lyrics harken back to Cyrus's single, Malibu, which celebrated their reunion a few years ago, and to the age of the couple when they met, 17.
I can feel a song about the breakup if you've been married for long enough to have a one-year anniversary.
Well, they've been on and off for 10 years, and then they decided to get married late.
Okay.
So,
yeah,
you know.
So it's...
Boy, after that, so 9 years, and you go, okay, what do I need to know that I don't know? After 9 years, you know everything. You get married and go, not so much.
Yeah, some people are afraid of commitments and titles.
Wow. Okay. So, sorry about that. That's in the background. Here's in the foreground. The foreground? Air and Water Show is this weekend. You've probably heard that. 10 to 3 at North Avenue Beach. The viewing is free, but you'll want to get a good spot early. Mm-hmm. The Air and Water Show weekend. What are you looking at?
Well, something that I found that's really cool. It's called Hoops in the Hood, and it's this event at Grant Park on Saturday from 10 to 3, and it's all about getting teens together to promote peace and urge people to reclaim their neighborhoods from violence. So it's just a way for a bunch, or it's actually like 400 youth in 20 neighborhoods will come together to play in a basketball tournament for this message to be sent. So you can go check it out for free if teens want to participate. They do have to register, but I just think that's something really cool.
Yeah, no kidding. Bernadette Peters is at the Paramount Theater in Aurora, which is a beautiful theater. Tomorrow at 8, tickets start at $49.
There's also the Evanston Art and Big Fork Festival all weekend. That's obviously downtown Evanston. It's completely free. Obviously, you have to pay for food, and there's art there. So if you want to purchase some things from vendors, there's live music. That's over on Sherman. It starts today at 4. And then Saturday and Sunday will start at 10. So another fun thing to do this weekend.
My Brenda went to that Come From Away, the Broadway mm-hmm. show in Chicago. It ends its run
really
this weekend. Oh, my God, did she love it. And everybody does. But it's wrapping up this weekend. It's coming back to Chicago. Have you heard? August 25th of next year through September 6th of 2020. So it'll have another 2-week run in the city about this time next year. And tickets will go on sale soon. Details at BroadwayInChicago.com.
Also tomorrow, the Chicago Caribbean, or Caribbean, however you like to say it, Carnival. A bunch of music, arts and crafts, food vendors. There's a parade at noon for that as well. Also completely free. It is 10 to 9 at Hyde Park.
Speaking of video gaming, we talked to a video gamer, a streamer, earlier on the show. BitBash is at the Museum of Science and Industry tomorrow. It's a festival of the alternative video gaming industry. 9:30 in the morning to midnight and 9:30 to 4 on Sunday. One-day tickets, $15. Two-day tickets, $20. If you're a gamer or into that scene, you want to be at the Museum of Science and Industry this weekend.
And if you're a golfer, the PGA Tournament at Medina Country Club, that's the BMW Championship, has been going on and will continue to go on all weekend. If you want to go, there's remote parking with shuttle service available at Stratford Square Mall in Bloomingdale, but you do have to prepay. But a lot of huge golfers, big-name golfers, are there and playing this weekend, and ticket prices vary based on when and how many times you want to go, but really cool. I've been seeing a lot of videos. It looks like a lot of fun.
Glenwood Avenue Arts Fest. Every weekend, it's a few in Chicago. This one's on Morse and Glenwood in Rogers Park tomorrow and Sunday. The Glenwood Avenue Arts Fest. And let me just throw in one other. Mm-hmm. The Thai Food Festival is at the Thorick Memorial Hospital, 11 to 10 tomorrow, 11 to 9 Sunday. Irving Park Road, 850 West Irving Park. A Thai food fest.
Ooh, yum. And then you also have the standard Edison Park Fest. So again, food, beer, live music, kids area, family stage. There is a suggested donation, and that also starts today at 5 and will go on for the weekend. Saturday and Sunday start at 11.
On your sports calendar, Kane County Cougars are at home tonight against Peoria at 6:30. And then they play tomorrow at 6:30, Sunday at 1. The Cougars are in town. The Cubs are away against Pittsburgh tonight. The White Sox are in Los Angeles. It's a late first pitch, 9:07 tonight here on WGN Radio. And the Bears are away. It's football season, playing the Giants in exhibition football tonight at 6:30.
Very exciting stuff. Montgomery looking good.
Yeah. I know. Who's Montgomery?
Oh, if you don't know yet, you will continue to hear his name. He's a running back that is just shining already.
All right, so that's a few things to do this weekend. It's a segment we call A Few Things to Do This Weekend. Attention potential sponsors, call WGN Radio Sales. I think this would be a great place for your message, especially if you have something fun to do. We've got something fun coming up next. It's our Bright Side of Life segment. I want you to call or text right now, 312-981-7200, anything large or small. If it's making you happy, let's share that and start the weekend on the bright side. Kevin's not in sports.
Oh, no.
You going to whistle for us?
I'm the bad whistler.
Kim Gordon, will you whistle for us?
I'll try, but I can't really.
Here we go now. Let's all three
We'll try
whistle.
Together.
Let's all fill in whistle. Back, grumble. This is the bright side. Call or text right now.
This'll help things turn out for the best.
Hey!
Always look on the bright side of life.
Wow.
Always.
I think if the three of us do it together, we're actually worse.
I think you're right.
That's a subtraction by addition is what that is.
If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten.
Kim Gordon, what's your bright side? Tell me something good in your world.
Going back to my old Kentucky home this weekend.
Oh, no kidding. Is there a horse race down there? Family, friends?
Going to visit family and friends.
Hey, Producer Elif, why are you smiling?
Because I'm not sick.
Man, oh, live, it's good to have Elif back. Elif back 100%. We lost her for a few weeks. She was on vacation. Then she came back and had to miss a few days and...
I was sick with four different things since I came back.
Traveling, hey, get sick easily.
Especially when you're overseas for 3 weeks like you were. It's good to have you back, Ellen. You're our bright side.
Aww.
Lauren Lapka, you got a bright side?
It's simply the air and water show. I'm like a little kid when I get to watch those planes. It is so cool. My favorite time of the summer.
So always look on the bright side of life.
Hey, Susan, why are you smiling? You're on WGN.
Hi, John.
Hi.
My bright side is that on Monday morning, my husband and I are going to pack up the little red truck, and we are going to drive from central Illinois to Banff National Park in Canada.
Banff is beautiful.
So Brenda and I
can't wait.
Brenda and I are walking along the lake this morning. We were talking about the vacation we just did with Kelly Cruises and another trip that's coming up, and I said, you know, I want to go to Banff.
Oh, my God, it's amazing.
I said that to Brenda walking along the lake this morning, and she said, yeah, we never travel in the continent. Mm-hmm. We are always going overseas. Banff. Oh, I'm so envious of you, Susan.
Oh, yes. We try to do national parks. This will be the first Canadian national park for us, but it'll be beautiful.
How long is the drive going to be?
Well, we're going to get to Banff on the third day, I think, of driving. But we're going to stop at a couple other national parks along the way so I can get pins for my hat. And then we're going to go to Glacier, and then we'll come home.
Hey, take two Bright Side of Life pins from us and wear them when you get a chance, okay?
Oh, thank you. Yes, thanks, Don.
Hey, Ellis, that's Susan. She needs to add to her collection. Line 2 gets the Bright Side of Life pins. They're made by the a really good local pin-making company, and suddenly their name is escaping me. Shame on me. I'll get it in a second. Big League Pins, ding, ding, ding. And they're sponsored by, they're paid for by our friends at the Joint Relief Institute. Hey, Clyde, why are you smiling? You're on the air.
Hey, my junior high friends from junior high school, we've been playing poker for 35 years together. We're playing this weekend.
That sounds like fun. Attaboy. Have a great time and win. By the way, Susan, the lady that was calling in, going to Banff, call right back, 312-981-7200. Elif needs to talk to you. What are you reading?
A nice, perfect back-to-school-themed one. 815 is sending 6 kids back to school, 3 in high school, 3 in college. Love them, but it's time.
No kidding. Dave, you're on WGN. Why are you smiling, Dave?
Because I can whistle.
Amen.
Hey, I've got my 40th high school reunion is tonight, and it's a double bright side because my band is playing at my 40th high school reunion.
Very nice.
So I get to sing in front of all of my old high school chums.
So you'll be the cool kid. What's the school?
The school is Lafayette Jefferson High School in Lafayette, Indiana.
Have a great trip. What's the name of the band, by the way?
The name of the band is Big Willie and the Naked Bus Drivers.
I wonder if there's a story there.
Thank you for the call. Read another one.
Okay, 224, still smiling as we go through pictures taken on our dream trip to Paris and Normandy. It was fabulous. Thanks, John.
What's the name on that one?
They didn't send a name.
They just sent that in. Boy, did we have a nice trip. Thank you for that. Jimmy, this is John. You're on WGN. Why are you smiling? Here comes Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, John, good afternoon.
Hey.
My wife and I celebrated our 13th anniversary Tuesday. She's coming back from England from seeing her daughter, 3 granddaughters, and son in the Air Force. She's due back today. Pretty good day for us.
Attaboy. Oh, what a great time. I'm happy for you both. Are you reading?
Mm-hmm. 262, it's payday, and I won $100 on a dollar scratch-off. That's some good luck.
Bonnie, you're on WGN. Why are you smiling today, Bonnie?
As of this coming Monday, my husband and I will be married 35 years.
What's the secret to a successful marriage, Bonnie?
Being able to put up with each other. If
life seems jolly rotten. Jim, you're on WGN. Give me some good news in Jim's world. You're on the air.
Hey, John. This is Jim from Woodstock. Just want to let you know that my wife of 37 years and I are going on an Alaska cruise starting tomorrow.
Oh, you know, we've done that trip, too. I'm so glad you're going. You're going to have a great time.
Thanks, John. Have a great weekend. We'll talk when we get back.
Report back to us, sir.
Got to get one of those iceberg margaritas. Have you ever done that?
No,
they chip off the ice,
and make
margaritas. Oh, what a
cool thing. I like the sound of that. What else you got?
Let's see. We have 2 short ones I'll give you. 847 is their bright side is simply that they're going fishing. And 231, got a new car Wednesday.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, very nice.
Let's give those last two ones, Bright Side of Life pins, too.
All right.
Save those for producer Ella. Let's talk to Catherine. 312-981-7200. Hey, Catherine, you're on WGN.
Hi, my 3 sons got back from their European vacation after a month and no international incidents.
Not once were they on CNN. What a great trip, huh?
Exactly. Seems
jolly rotten. Not as easy as it sounds.
Thank you, Catherine. Happy days for you all. All right, read maybe one more if you got one you like.
Okay, 847, took my 3 18-year-old granddaughters to London for a week as a graduation gift, and they all had a blast. And she's 80, or he.
Hey, by the way, I see Kevin is now in Sportsland. You missed your cue, man. We all wish...
Oh, that's why he's the pro.
Sorry, John, I missed it. I forgot my card and went down to lobby, and by the time I got up, you guys already started.
Sorry.
You want to hear my bright side?
Yeah, absolutely.
I got to see some of the world's best golfers play today at beautiful Medina Country Club. Went down to the second round for the BMW Championship. Spent the morning there, John.
Oh, I'm glad. And it was good, huh?
It was great.
And you jumped out of an airplane.
And I jumped out of an airplane. And survived jumping out of an airplane this week. So a couple of wins.
I noticed that you kind of held that story back for Roe, and I don't blame you for that. But as soon as you said that at the end of yesterday's show, I thought, I forgot you were doing that. And it sounded like a thrill.
It was unbelievable, John. I'm not going to lie. I went back and watched the video. The Army produces this great video of the jump, and I watched it like 20 times last night. I was like, I can't believe I did that.
You're going to show that to young ladies and just go, hey, check this out. I'm a fighter pilot.
Just kind of like put it out there.
I'm a daredevil. Nothing scares me.
When you're feeling in the dumps.
All right, just another call or two. Hey, Pat, you're on WGN. What's your bright side, Pat? You're on the air.
I'm happy to report my nephew was a recipient of a kidney transplant after 7 years on dialysis.
It's amazing what they can do, isn't it?
It really is. We're just all so pleased for him and happy for the whole family.
Life is quite absurd. We do this on Fridays. We say, call in, tell us some good news in your world. It's a great way to start the weekend, isn't it? We do it every Friday at 2:40. It's The Bright Side on WGN. This week sponsored by the Joint Relief Institute. In 3, 2, 1, there they are.
Now, oh, look at that.
Look at that.
Right magical. On the number.
Totally magical.
That was something special right there.
How are you, kids?
All right. Happy Friday.
Yeah, no kidding. Mm-hmm. Happy Friday to you.
It is about time. And I noticed that we were invaded by the British Air Force today. So I guess this Brexit thing isn't going as well for them as they thought.
What are you talking about?
Did you see some British?
Yeah, the British jets are here.
Oh, those RAF, British jets?
Yes, the RAF has sent their air demonstration team here.
Oh, I just saw jets flying all over town. I thought they were ours.
Most of them are. Most of them are ours. But if you see red jets in the air, that's the RAF.
I thought that was Greenland and that they were doing sort of a retaliatory strike or a preemptive strike.
That would have been a good. Well, what I think we're going to do is we're going to give England back. This is the one thing Trump hasn't tried yet. Give England the United States back and then move everybody to Greenland who's with them.
Okay.
Here
okay.
we go. Make okay. Greenland great again. Magugga.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
That's a slogan.
Their flag is red and white, which are the Trump colors. So
right.
the hats are
yeah.
already, you know, a good match.
So if you do see the red jets in the air, it's not the Trump Air Force. It's a separate thing.
Space Force?
It's the British. It is. It's actually going to be. There's a bunch of acts this year. I don't know if you call them acts. I don't know. But there's a bunch of demonstrations this year that are different. So it's if you've been to the air show a billion times and you want to see stuff that's different this year, you will see it.
It's clouding up right now. I hope the weather's going to be good for it.
Well, we're going to have Mike Hamernick is going to join us coming up in a few minutes at WGN TV meteorologist.
Good,
talk
yeah.
about that because yeah. there is stuff. And we've got Lauren's list, of course,
yeah.
which is the R-rated version of what you do with her.
Of course it is.
So that's a kind of a different thing.
Your whole show is the R-rated version of what I do.
Do you know what? It's a funny thing that had to happen today. Can I just say a little inside radio thing
yeah.
and then
yeah.
we'll let you go?
Uh-huh.
Because it's Friday and he's got to get going. You know, yeah. he's
got important things to do.
He's got to get immediately to
more important
sort of,
than this. Yeah,
yeah. religious event. Anyway, so the point is that we were on the web only during the doubleheader
yeah.
right, on Wednesday, I guess it was, right? Tuesday, Wednesday, whenever that was, Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And we ended up playing the Chris Cuomo tape uncut. It was Tuesday. And
oh, Lord.
Yeah, because I thought, well, we're on the web.
I cut it up to play on the radio.
And it was hard to do, wasn't
that
it?
That was work.
Mm-hmm. Right. I know we had an edited version. We probably stole yours. We had an edited version as well. But then we decided, because we're on the web only, the real impact would be to hear what it really sounded
like. It really is power. I mean, you could legitimately say you need to hear the cuss words just to get the full impact
yeah,
of what he's saying.
That was exactly my argument. And it was exactly my argument to the management today
I
during the meeting about
say,
that.
How did that go?
Did not go well. It did not go well. At the end of the meeting, uh-huh. I had to acknowledge it wasn't the smartest idea I've ever had.
It was legal, though.
It's
right?
legal. Yeah, sure.
But it's not a good idea.
Wasn't a good idea. Because as it was pointed out to me, this is still WGN.
Well, we do have a broad audience.
That's
there,
true. Right. And kids are always listening.
Right. And even on the web. The kids are listening on the web because that's the only thing they listen on.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's amazing having a 7-year-old myself, how much they pick up on, even if you have it kind of, you know, turned down and you think they're paying attention to other things.
Families listening to that, what about minute long?
I think even longer.
Who was that? Was it Lee Elia? Who had the most famous cuss streak in Chicago history? Mm-hmm. This was right in there with that. Mm-hmm. That was fantastic.
Yes. But there were, I think, 27 different drops of the F-bomb.
and that was just the F-bomb.
Yeah, that was, right.
There were a few other expletives, too.
So there were some issues. And that's all I got to say is that it was an interesting conversation that had to be had. Thank you.
Boy Scout Williams signing off.
John Williams would never do that.
No, I think
that might have come up.